This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland.
All right. If you're going through those weekend circulars and you happen upon a really great deal for a laptop, say, or a mattress, well, we have a cautionary tale for you next. Getting that price may be easier said or seen than done. David Siegel writes the column The Haggler at The New York Times and joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So it seems pretty simple here. A store advertises a special discount. The customer goes in, buys the item at said discount. Everybody's happy. But you're saying here, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I was writing about particular staples. What happens to a lot of people at Staples is they will go in to get the item that's on sale. And when it's clear to the salesperson that the customer doesn't want to buy the protection plan, suddenly that item is no longer in stock. And I spoke actually to a sales associate who explained to me the roots of all this, which is a program they called Market Basket. And under the terms of this program, every salesperson needs to sell, on average, $200 worth of extra stuff every time they sell a computer. And so if they get an inkling that a customer is not going to spend $200, particularly on a service plan, because that's the most costly item, then they're to engage in evasive maneuvers and somehow get the customer out of the store. It's called walking the customer.
Now, how would they go about doing that?
It's very awkward, but often they will end up saying the item that we just were talking about that you just said you didn't want the service plan for, I just checked in the back and we're out of stock, we're out of inventory. The other thing that they'll sometimes do is just walk them to an in-store computer and log them on and have them buy the computer from Staples.com, which will allow them to sell the customer the computer but won't be a market basket problem for that sales associate.
So this is really all about the sales associate having basically a sword over their heads. And so in order to avoid that sword, they're saying, I don't want the sale.
Exactly. It's totally crazy. It just sort of flies in the face of everything we understand about sales.
Yeah.
But when you set up a set of incentives, what they're doing actually makes perfect sense. And in fact, a number of salespeople explained to me that if you don't keep your market basket average at $200, you'll get creamed. You'll get a lecture. You'll get probation. You'll get night shifts, weekend shifts. And if you cannot keep your numbers up over the long term, you'll get fired. So as weird as it sounds, it makes perfect sense for the sales associates.
Now, of course, there's no way that Staples is the only store out there that's doing this.
And since I wrote this piece about Staples, I've received a bunch of different emails from customers at different stores who've had the exact same experience. Some of them were at Best Buy, where they said the precise thing happened. They went to get an item that was on sale. And a bunch of people, of course, this has been a fairly common thing in car sales as well. So I've had a number of people say that it's happened at car dealerships. It's a variation of the bait and switch. I think it might be called the bait and ditch.
Wow.
You sort of put out the bait, and then you just say, no, we can't sell you that.
Well, so then, as a consumer, what do you do about this? I mean, somebody's coming up to you and trying to upsell you on this stuff, what do you do?
You should do everything to make clear that they need to honor the commitment they made in the advertisement. I think it's against the law in most states to advertise something that you're not going to actually sell.
All right. David Siegel is the Haggler at The New York Times. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.